Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Check one, two, check one, two. Is this thing on? Hello? Hello? Anybody? Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Welcome back to another great week. It's the last day of October, All Hallows Eve. What is up, champion? What costume are you wearing? I don't want to get all cheese ball, though. Look, back it up. Back it up. I went total cheese whiz on you, man. I was almost going to work the what costume are you wearing card into today's podcast. Because, you know, it's Halloween and all that good stuff. Many people do, though. Many people do. You know, that would not be a bad podcast. And I'm not so sure. I haven't recorded a show that had that for a topic on a Halloween over the past 12 years. So go back into the archives. Let me know if you find it. Call me out on it. And I probably did go all cheese whiz on you back in the day. We're fresh off the live event in Atlanta. It was off the chain. If you didn't get a chance to make it to Atlanta, that's okay. It's okay. I'll give you a little bit of a recap. If you were in Atlanta, you know that we were on fire. Lives were changed. Breakthroughs happened. It was just so much fun, man. I really appreciate everybody who showed up, made the trip to the ATL. And we'll have another one probably on the left coast after the first of the year. And we'll keep the love going, that Saturday love. So what is up? Tell me what's going on. Here's one thing I wanted to share with you today. I journal, and that's not what I necessarily wanted to share with you, but in my journal, I write a lot of things that come to my mind, phrases I've heard, things I think about, and I want to share. I did a lot of this in Atlanta, just shared my journal with the audience down there, and this is one thing. It's just a sentence, you know. I just want to talk about this for a minute and then kind of let you know how it hits me, and hopefully it hits you in a similar way. Here it goes. Find one person you've helped and look for more of them. That's it. Find one person that you've helped and look for more of them. What's that mean? Well, a lot of people get started in business, especially in the business I'm in, consulting, coaching, speaking, training, seminar leader, things like that. Like, Sam, where do I get clients? How do I start? I don't have any testimonials. I don't have any events to go from. I don't have any video footage or anything like that. How do I get a paying client? And my answer is always, who have you helped in the past? What do these people look like? Who are they? You know, and I'll give you my own story, and hopefully this will inspire you to insert your message into here and your what your life looks like, okay? Now, keep in mind, I don't come at you with all the answers, okay? I'm not sitting here saying, hey, you know, guru on the mountaintop, guru alert, got a guru alert, stop what you're doing because I'm about to ruin. All right, no, it's not that at all. I'm just saying this is what happens in my life. This is the Everyday Saturday podcast. If it inspires you, I think you'll be able to glean something from this, okay? When I got started, you know, I was a coach, and I just wanted to coach people through massive transition because when you quit a job making six figures with all those, you know, golden handcuffs, and you got three kids under the age of five at home, and now you're going to do what? You go from being Johnny Quiznos with, you know, no mayo on a sub that also has tomatoes, which is the damnedest thing. I never understood that. There was a rule at Quiznos. Those of you don't know, and no, I used to own one for about a cup of coffee. It didn't really last too long. Lost $300,000. I went bankrupt. I'm not the guy to consult on sub franchises. But the mayo either did not go on the same sub as onions or it did not go on the same sub as tomatoes. I don't know which one it was. I'm thinking it was tomatoes. But I don't know. I don't even have a good reason why. Because I remember thinking, why can't you put mayo on a sub with tomatoes? I used to do that, ham and cheese, tomato. But back in the day, you know, I didn't want to do that. And I'm way off the reservation as it is right now. I don't even know. You know, I didn't want to be Johnny Quiznos. So I'm just going to segue back into what I was talking about. I probably lost a complete train of thought. But here's what I was talking about is I like to help people. You know, I like to coach people going through massive transition. Oh, that's what a massive transition. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Keyword. So I was going through this job I'd lost, and then I went bankrupt, and then, you know, I'm sitting at a chapter 13 paying back 10% of my total debt every month. Man, it sucked. There is no way to put perfume on that pig. I mean, it literally sucked. Every day I had to wake up and I'd be this labeled person. You're a champion. That's what you do. You're a champion. Nope, you're a bankrupter, whatever the phrase is. That's who I am. Big B. Say hello to Big B. Now I got the Big B on me, but it's blessed. Now I'm blessed. Yeah, that's right. Come on now. And so going through massive transition, a lot of people would pay to know how to do that. A lot of people are stuck. C-level executives are stuck. As a matter of fact, I would submit to you that a higher percentage of C-level executives are mentally tortured than an $8 an hour person working at Home Depot or Kroger. Okay? And I tell you that because these men, especially men, women seem to have it figured out a little bit more. I always surround myself with women in business because it just, you know, it's a perfect yin to my yang. I mean, I'm impulsive, passionate. I don't think I run. I leap before I, whatever the term is, look before you leap. I leap before I look. I'm running east looking for a sunset. I'm going a million miles an hour all the time, which is great when you want to create momentum because you're always moving. And that's really, it's the way I love to live my life. But when you want someone more cerebral, someone to plan, think things through, women always involved in my business from the tech side to the planning side, all that good stuff. But when you're helping people go through massive transition, you know, these C-level executives are trapped, man. These guys got huge egos. They got huge houses. They got huge cars. They got second houses, third houses. They got these wardrobes they got to wear, cufflinks, the press shirt, extra starch. I mean, the fake hair, the colored hair, all that stuff. And when you stop posing, here's another thing I want to. I was only going to share that one with you. Find one person that you've helped and look for more of them. Let me share another one with you about authenticity, okay? Because this one comes to my mind as well. And a couple things. Most people try to be like someone else, or they wish that they were someone else. More people try to become like someone else, or they wish that they were someone else. Is that you? Do you wish you were somebody else? Don't do that. You're you, man. You're the best version of you. That's awesome. And then I want you to say this every day, all right? I'd like to be more authentic in every area of my life. I'm going to say that again because when you catch yourself posing, that's how you know. I'd like to be more authentic in every area of my life. And then when you catch yourself, you know, hey, I'm just posing, man. I'm not authentic right now. And look for that. Look for those signs. So when I started coaching and speaking and all that, what am I going to speak about? I don't have any clients. I'm just bankrupt, wiped out, you know, ex-stuttering college dropout. How can I find anybody? Well, find people that you've helped in the past and then find more people like them. That's it. So I would think back, well, who did I used to help? Well, I was a sales manager. How did I help salespeople? You know, I inspired them. I showed them how to persuade in a good way. I showed them how to close, which closing is awesome. By the way, a lot of people, especially speakers from stage, network marketers and people, they go for the close. I'm like, when I get to the close, it's a little bit wonky because I don't want them to think I'm trying to close them. But why not? You're looking at the word close as a bad thing. I'm looking at the word close as a great thing because when one door closes, what happens? That's right. Another door opens. So rather than say I get uncomfortable closing people, say I get great comfort in opening a new door for somebody. I get enthusiastic about opening new doors for people. That's said differently. It means the same thing. You're opening a door. When I close people from stage, I'm giving them an opportunity to open a relationship with me and let me show you how to podcast, to speak and all of that, you know? So same when on this podcast, you feel like it's slimy when I say go to mymomentumclub.com and become a member, get inside our group and all the benefits that come with it, the monthly magazine, everything. No, that's a relationship that I can open with you and show you my true authentic self. And you can be surrounded by entrepreneurs and dreamers and doers just like you. So do it. Have you done it? Go to mymomentumclub.com. Check it out. That's our momentum club. That's blowing up. What about coaching? Have you sent me an email? sam@everydayisaturday.com. Asked about coaching? Few of you have. I've got them. Yep, I've gotten them. Why not? I would love to open a relationship with you, coaching and working with you one-on-one. Do it. Send me an email. sam@everydayisaturday.com. Tell me a little bit about yourself. How can we work together? That's great. Let's open a relationship. Let me show you how to monetize your passion and make every day Saturday. So, and to play big, quit playing small. It's the end of 2017. I say this every year. When are you going to do it? I'm going through some transition after the first of the year. Why? The harvest is coming, baby. Do you want the harvest to come in January or do you want it to come in June? Well, I'd like to come in January. Then plant the seeds in October, November. You know the harvest is going to come if you plant the seeds. Plant the seeds. If you want the harvest to come next June, then wait until after the first of the year like everybody else does and then plant the seed then. But what? Why would you wait? You know you have greatness inside. You know you can add value. You know when you get this thing going, you're going to crush it. So why would you, if you knew you were going to crush it, why would you wait? You know what I mean? So that's what really gets me rocking and rolling. And so when you think about people who you've helped in the past, learn from an individual like myself. All I knew was to inspire sales reps, show them how to close more sales, get them jacked up, get them to look at a situation, even if it looked dire, get it to look at a different situation completely in another way and reframe their mind. And wouldn't you know, boy, did it happen overnight, Sam? Going to make any money overnight? No. No, I'm sorry, man. It doesn't. It just does. And if you're in the game to make the quick buck, I am here to report to you that you will fail 100% of the time. 100% of the time. But if you're in the game because you're really passionate about doing it, then you're going to find success. And success comes in a lot of shapes and sizes. I'm living in a house half the size I lived in the beginning of this year. Is that bad? I guess it's how you frame your mind. Love it. Love it. 200-year-old home with an in-ground pool and an acre of land. Bring it, baby. Talk about blessed. Get me out of the McMansion with the fake sod and the front lawn and the lawn care people coming over and people getting their delivery. Look, if you get your dry clean delivered and hung on your door, that's fine. I'm not judging. I'm just saying everybody in the neighborhood did because they were all so busy. Didn't get home till 8 at night. Hell, 8 at night, I'm going to bed at 9:30. I was grilling out at noon with the chef's hat on in the driveway. So it's just, it's how you frame your mind. And oh, by the way, comparing yourself to other people. Are you kidding me? Comparing yourself to other people. Hey, what's Sam? Everybody in the neighborhood. Hey, Sam do drugs? Sam do drugs? Why? Because he's home at noon cooking out. So that's, okay. So because I cook out at noon in my driveway every day, I do drugs. Okay. Well, what? All right, great. Here you go. What do you need? I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I got Sudafed's probably the harshest thing I got in my medicine cabinet. And that's not even over the counter. Think about the people you've helped in the past. What is your skill set? Did you help somebody draw a logo? Did you help somebody create a WordPress site? Did you help somebody fix their tractor? Did you help somebody fill in the blank? Fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. Here's the thing. If you can't fill in the blank, you don't have passion. That's it. I'm asking, fill in the freaking blank. What is it that you've helped people do? And here's the beauty. You want to make money and you want to succeed and you want to have passion, purpose, significance. Look for more of them. Look for more of those people. Now, they're not going to come to your door and knock on the door and say, hey, I heard you helped Joe Smith 5 years ago fix his tractor. I've got 75 tractors an hour north of here on a plot of land. I need you to come fix. I want to pay you $800,000 to do it. It's not going to happen. You got to put yourself out there. Remember, a faith not tested cannot be trusted. A faith not tested cannot be trusted. So get out there, step out in faith, claim it. Claim it. Find people. Think of individuals you've helped in the past. I don't care if it was 25 years ago. It doesn't matter. Just make sure it's congruent with what you're really passionate about. And I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, as sure as I'm screaming into this microphone on a Halloween in 2017, that it's going to happen for you. It will. I promise. It will. When's it going to happen? I need to know now when it's going to happen, Sam. I need to know. No, you don't. You don't need to know anything. And you know what? It's probably even not going to happen even remotely close to how you're thinking about how it's going to happen. Because how... What vision you got in your head? What are you, floating in a raft out in some, swim-up bar in Cancun? It probably isn't going to how it's going to happen. You want an email from somebody that they're going to commit suicide and they didn't because they thought of you and your words and your action and your service? Do you want someone who's about to lose their home but they didn't and they turned their life around because of you, your words, and your service? That's way better than a swim-up pool in Cancun. Okay, because the images you have in your mind is not going to be matching what really happens in real life. Okay, But what really happens is what's supposed to happen, and it's going to be a million times rewarding because you made it happen. Does that make sense? Ooh, we're on fire. After a hot Atlanta weekend. Actually, it wasn't so hot. It was about 35 degrees. But anyway, I got to get going. But I want to talk to you about the grizzly bear runs I did in the cemetery in the pitch black dark in Atlanta. But that's probably going to have to wait till the next show because we're coming up on the 15-minute mark or even after that. I don't know. I don't pay attention. I'm guessing we're going around 15 minutes and I'm fired up. Man, like my hair is on fire. And I'm wishing you an amazing day. Get your week going. Create some massive momentum. Send me an email. Join the Momentum Club. Tell all your friends. Sam Crowley said, I said to play big, baby. And to have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.